Dave Moore on Today FM.
Zach Pierce.
It is so...
How are you?
I'm very well. It's lovely to be here.
Let's just jump straight into it. Pull the plaster off, as they say.
Do we have to? Can we just not talk about Rashford going to Aston Villa?
We'll talk about that. That is definitely on the cards. Fear not, my friend. But no, let's kick it off with Block, Rock and Beats. Okay, Block, Rock and Beats, the radio show that has grown and grown and grown. Two beautiful slots on Today FM on a Friday and a Saturday right now.
Yeah.
But the live shows have just become a part of our culture now at this stage, Dick.
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, and I am so, so thankful for the journey and the support of everyone in Today FM and everyone that comes to the shows. And the shows have just gone bigger and wilder, and I am so excited to be back doing a gig once again in Fairview Park, because the last time that we were there, I mean, you were there yourself.
I was there on stage with you.
On stage. And it was just an incredible day. It was one of the most amazing days of my life. But I felt that, you know, even after the gig, that I had unfinished business in Fairview Park to make it sound really dramatic.
There are always more songs. That's the great thing about music, is there's always more songs to play.
Exactly. But no, they're an amazing occasion, and Fairview Park as well. It's like, kind of, I was really impressed myself even that day at Fairview Park, because it's like arriving into a mini festival.
That's exactly what it's like. In fact, I did a little video. If you want to go back through my Instagram post, I did a little video of what it's like backstage at a mini festival. That's what I did, because that's what Fairview Park struck me as.
Yeah.
And it's so much crack.
Yeah, no, it is. It's an amazing thing. And I was loving even myself watching those videos and those updates on people's stories, from people, you know, sitting around having a burger and all that kind of stuff before the gig, and enjoying the atmosphere. But, you know, that particular day, that was 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years ago this year.
That long? Oh my God, I thought you were going to say it was last year.
Which is terrifying, you know. The last time that I went on stage, we'd been given an opportunity to play Fairview Park, and then I got really, really sick, and you know, it was 4 months later that I went on stage. Everyone from my family were extremely nervous in the crowd, and, you know, even looking back myself on that particular day, I was a shell of a man. Do you know what I mean? Even before I went on stage, you know, before I went down to the venue, I was in bed, and then I went down and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I got through it. But to be given an opportunity...
Yeah. You don't want to just get through a gig. I know you, Dick. From your point of view, you weren't all there in the way you are now.
That's it. Exactly. I woke up the next day and I was like, did that actually happen? Mm. You know, because I love something that I've learned over the last couple of years, you know, and especially over the last 2 years, is to sit back and to embrace the gigs, and to sit back and to look at what's actually happening, to live in the moment. Because there was a time years ago when those gigs would just fly by, and, you know, you'd be going, when's the next one? When's the next one? But now I've learned to sort of sit back over the last 2 years and to embrace and to look around some of the venues that we played, the likes of King John's Castle and, you know, the Docklands in Limerick and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, I always wanted to go back to that night in Fairview Park, where I had all my family. I live just a stone's throw, you know, down the road. So it's a really emotional one for me. Yeah, and it's a gig that's really close to my heart. So to go back, you know, in good health.
Yes.
And to be able to enjoy it is going to be really, really special.
Well, we'll talk about your health in a second, because I do want to cover that. But I also want you to talk to somebody who's listening this morning who's never been to a Block, Rock and Beats gig, who's busy on a Friday and Saturday night, knows vaguely what it is Dec Pierce does. Can you try and describe a live Block, Rock and Beats show? I'm lucky enough to have been part of it, so I know. But from your point of view.
Well, essentially, it's dance anthems. Okay. So it's big dance anthems, big tunes from The Prodigy, from Faithless, Underworld, that kind of stuff that I play on the radio show on a Friday and a Saturday night. But I wanted to make the experience even bigger and even better for people to come along. First of all, I wanted to make it a concert experience.
Yes.
So it starts at a concert time. A lot of people years ago used to say, I can't be going to that. I'm too old for that.
It's,
you know, 1 a.m.
I mean? It's starting.
And you'd be
there,
surprised
what
people say. You know, people say that they're too old. They go, like, you know, they're 35.
Yeah.
You know, what?
You're children.
I'm too old for you. Yeah. You're mad. But to go along at a concert time and to enjoy. But I've also brought in, you know, an incredible band. But then also something that I wanted to do was I wanted to bring the show to venues like Fairview Park and to the likes of the Docklands as well, because those shows give you an opportunity to bring more people in. It gives you a chance to bring in bigger production. I wanted to bring in extra production, extra lighting. I'll be honest with you, I actually, when people said to me, what's your ambition for it? I wanted to match the prodigy. I wanted to match the big international acts, because why not? I always thought that Irish acts had a sort of an inferiority complex, that we can't do it, but we can and we have done.
And you will continue, and
that's what it's given me an opportunity to bring in extra production and to make that show, you know, really, really special for people to come along.
That show will be special. 27th of June in Fairview Park. The tickets went on sale this week. It will sell out. We'll sell out quickly. But that's not only, you don't have to come to Dublin. You can go to the Marquee in Cork on July 12th. You can do the Galway International Arts Festival, which is sold out on the 18th. How's that word sound, Dec? And the 16th of August, live at the Docklands in Limerick. I also did the Docklands show with you last time you did it. And that venue is absolutely ludicrous.
Limerick has been incredible. It's where we sold out our very first show. And it's a place really close to my heart. So the Docklands is always unreal. It's going to be our last show on the tour for this summer as well.
The summer is going to be unbelievable.
But I have to say though, Dave, sorry, because I'm going to be asked this on social media the minute this interview is over. Dave, you're going to have to join us in Fairview Park on that particular night.
You know what, Deck? I think I might have a couple of guitars that I might want to bring out, because I had a terribly good time the last time. So yes, Deck Pierce, I will join you on stage on Fairview Park the 27th of June. If you come along, you'll see me probably in a pair of shorts with a loud guitar headbanging away to rave music. So yes, thank you, Deck. Thank you for inviting me. Deck, you've mentioned your health, and you mentioned how soon it was after you had a brain hemorrhage that you did the last show in Fairview Park, which was 2 years ago nearly. You're so far further down the line now. And I did speak to you not that long after your brain hemorrhage on the radio show, but now in 2025, where are you and how are you?
Yeah, well, it's funny because this day next week, it'll have been 2 years since my brain hemorrhage.
I remember that day.
It happened out of nowhere. It was something that I was not expecting whatsoever, as you can imagine. And I've learned so much since that particular day. As anyone that has had a brain injury will tell you, recovery from a brain injury, and I get so many messages about, you know, brain injuries and from people who have experienced it, it's not linear. So every day is like a brand new journey. And the last 2 years has been like getting to know a brand new person, because you are not the person that you were before.
Is all of that negative in the sense that you're not the person you were before because something is gone? Or is it that you have changed, your understanding of yourself has changed, your appreciation of things around you? Is it a mix of everything?
It's a little bit of both. Yeah, you're right. It is a little bit of both. But I suppose in the positive side of things, you know, you learn to embrace things more, and you know the obvious things that you would hear, you know, you learn to enjoy your days, and you know what's really important, and you learn to prioritize and to say no to certain things in life, because sometimes because you have to. But it has definitely made me a better person in that regard. In terms of the negative side of things, you know, initially there was a huge amount of frustration, because while I knew I was getting better, it felt endless, and sometimes it still does.
Because
it's not fully over, and I'm not even sure when it'll fully be over, but I'm actually okay with that. Initially I used to be very frustrated, and the symptoms that I had quite badly, you know, I suppose 2 years ago and over the last 2 years, but they are improving, are the likes of sort of sensory overload issues, fatigue issues, dizzy spells, lack of coordination. There were times even in the last 6 months where I completely lost my balance. And that was stuff that I addressed and that I spoke to experts about. And it's been like getting to know a new person, and that came with huge frustrations. But I've learned to deal with those frustrations, and I've learned to kind of cope with them. And I quite like the new deck.
Well, as someone who's known both decks, I love the new deck too. And I have to say, like, everyone who listens to your radio show at the weekends will know this. Everyone who knows you as a human being will know this. And everyone who goes to the live shows will know this. You are pushing through this difficulty exactly how I would expect Deck Pierce to do it, but that doesn't mean that I take it for granted. Like, it's a difficult journey you're on, man.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Acquired Brain Injury Ireland. I had them as the sort of charity partner of the last tour that we did, and they are incredible. And if you have a brain injury or you're struggling with that, Acquired Brain Injury offers some incredible support.
We're so glad that you're this side of it, that you're on this journey, and we're all with you. But let's talk football, because I'm a Manchester United fan. Deck is an Aston Villa fan, and I mean, since we were born, we were both these two clubs. And for the first time in a long time, a player has ventured from one side of Manchester over to the other side of Birmingham. Marcus Rashford has joined Dak Pearce's beloved Villa. How do you feel about that?
Villa fans can't believe it. We just can't believe it. We were so deliriously excited to see a player like Marcus Rashford come on. We're very happy to have Marcus Rashford, and I couldn't believe watching them coming on. He's a phenomenal player.
And the great thing is, I would happily take a lot of your players on the Manchester United team, so if you want to send them on loan to me, that would be tremendous altogether.
Oh, how the times have changed.
Before I let you go, quick fire round, Deck. What are you currently obsessed with?
I've got to wreck everyone's head here by saying easy singles.
Okay.
All right, easy singles.
Big
that,
fan.
That drives everyone mad when I everyone mad when I say that. Easy single, and the especially on the triangle toasties. You know the triangle. It has to be a triangle toasty, okay?
They melt really well.
But they do. But the amount of abuse when I put that up on my Instagram stories and I say that it's easy singles, it's not real cheese. I go, I don't care. If it's real cheese.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
I'd say Paul McGrath.
Say
Paul McGrath, and I text Paul McGrath quite a bit, and he texts back. He's decent on WhatsApp, and although mostly text, it wouldn't necessarily be WhatsApp.
Texting. We have a few of them in our lives.
He'd be old school, probably with a Hotmail account. But Paul McGrath, I would say, I still go when his name pops up on my phone. I go, what? Paul McGrath just texted me.
Yeah, that is ludicrous, but brilliant. Think back to when you're about 8 years old. You're in second class. Your teacher goes, okay, it's Suspiog, boys and girls. Take out your lunchbox. What's inside, Deck?
Oh, God, my poor mum. My mum used to make me my lunches, right, when I was in primary school.
Yeah.
It would have been a peanut butter sandwich.
Okay.
Absolutely loved peanut butter. It was always something smelly, like a peanut butter.
I was
going
to say, I wouldn't have been your friend, but okay.
No, a peanut butter sandwich or a tuna sandwich.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Or growing up in the 80s, there was always sweets. Sweets are not the thing anymore.
No,
you know, I'm making Ava's lunch now, and it's proper healthy. You know, it's proper healthy, but it probably would have been...
What was your favourite snack?
Remember Frosties? Do you remember the Frosties cola cube things that they stick to your teeth?
Okay, you're 6'6".
Yes.
So my question to you is, I ask all my guests this as a final question because I don't, but you're 6'6", so do you bother to wash your legs in the shower, Deck?
Absolutely not.
No,
I would
thank
not
you.
Even not even close. The suds wash your legs, and that is a fact. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Deck Pearce. June 27th, Fairview Park, Block Rock and Beats live. It's going to be unbelievable. Deck, thanks so much.
Thank you,
Dave Moore on Today FM.